on the phone joining us, Larry Weber. Where do we find you today?
I am speaking to you today from Hawk Mountain in Pennsylvania.
Ah.
Now, you're familiar with Hawk Ridge in Duluth? Well, this is the same idea. And this was where the whole hawk counting pretty much began. We are on the northern edge of the Appalachians. It's a beautiful view to the north, and so we see the hawks coming through really well. I visited here many, many years ago before I'd ever been to Hawk Ridge, and I was just amazed at it. Now, after so many visits to Hawk Ridge, the numbers of hawks at Hawk Ridge far exceed the numbers of hawks seen here. However, this place gets a lot of publicity. It's very well known among birders, and today it's very crowded, lots and lots and lots of people here, but it's absolutely beautiful. The Appalachian Hills here are covered with trees, and they're all in all sorts of yellow colors right now, and so it's really spectacular. You know, we get used to seeing our trees here, but this past week I've been seeing some trees we just don't get. I'm standing right now under a tree called a swamp white oak. Across from me is another one called a sassafras. Earlier this morning, I hiked among the shagbark hickories and the white oaks and the black oaks and sycamores. Those are trees that we don't have in our part of the country. But quite a spectacular time. Since I last spoke, we left the ocean. We went down to the southern New England states of Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut, which incidentally are a lot more beautiful and wooded than we might think. And we just love the mountains of the Berkshires, and then we went back into New York and through the mountains of the Catskills and camped there for a bit, and now we've come down here. So, yeah, quite a great time. I realize northern Minnesota has continued to be dry. However, we have run into rain many times. We just had a torrential rain yesterday morning. Right now, today, it's cloudy, and we're getting a cool breeze, but I think that's going to be just great for watching hawks. So, quite an outstanding time. Other things of note is last night during a walk, I was quite surprised. Here we are, late October. I was quite surprised to hear true katydids calling. That's the that noise going on. They're still calling, even though we're getting into late October. Quite surprising. And then even more surprising, right there on the road as we were walking after dark, we found some glowworms. Glowworms, if you're not familiar with it, is the larval form of the firefly.
Oh.
And yes, they have ability to give off a light. So it was quite an interesting thing to see as well. So, yes, the travels continue great, but who knows? When you call me next time, I may be back home.
Oh, good. So, all right.
Yeah.
Enjoy, Larry.
Yeah,
thank you.
Have a beautiful weekend.
You
too. You got any snow there?
No, not a flake.
None. Oh,
none.
Okay. All right. Well, take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Larry Weber joining us from the East Coast still. He's in the Appalachian Mountains and giving us a report on fall conditions out there. Larry joins us every week at about 9:30 on Saturday mornings to give us the latest on weekend outdoors. And he is a retired high school science teacher, twice named Science Teacher of the Year, lives in Carleton County with his wife on a little farm, and reports in to us and writes several articles on phenology and does radio reports on a couple of stations as well as ours. So, Larry Weber, fabulous volunteer here on WTIP.